Talking with Craig Brooks of the Canadian country band Dear John, and the band is from Fort St. John in British Columbia, and I believe there's four members in the band?
Yes, there is. There's myself, Randy Gee, Ken Kirshner, and James Webster.
Okay, good. Now, how did the band actually get started? Is it a fairly new band? Or?
Well, we've been playing, James Webster and I have been playing together for a long time down in Vancouver, and then we both moved up north with our families and ran into Randy up here, and it was about 2 years ago we got started on this project. But the guys, like I said, I've been playing with Jim for 10 years, and Ken had been playing in Vancouver in different acts, and so it, you know, all of us have been playing in different things for a long time. But 2 years ago we met at a birthday party for my wife, and we started playing in the kitchen, and we were having a really good time. We said we should get together, and then the songwriting started taking over, and it just kind of spiraled out of control from there.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, good. Now, so you've had a lot of experience, even though the band itself has only been together for a couple of years, but all of you have had experience from the past then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good.
We've had guys that have toured the world with different acts, ranging from being on the road a national tour with Jethro Tull and Bryan Adams and all sorts of acts, so the experience level is definitely there, but this is definitely a new direction, and the sort of music that we're playing now is really fine-tuned to we feel really some of the best work we've ever done, so we're really excited.
Oh yeah, it's a great sound of your band there when we're playing your hit single there, Another Day. Now, you describe your music on your MySpace website as being country, western swing, and acoustic. What exactly is western swing?
Western swing is, of course, I'm going to be getting a CD sent out to you so you can hear the rest of the album, but like Secondhand Roses and stuff
that.
It's that fast-paced sort of swingy music that comes from a certain era that, you know, was very popular before, and it's kind of a high-energy sort of country music.
Good. So it's a big mood uplifter then, probably great for dancing and different things like that?
Oh, absolutely. The entire CD is geared that way. It's geared towards a live presentation. We're very fortunate to have Gil Grand take over this project for us, and he's working out of Nashville now, out of Grand & Gee Studios down there. And we got the chance to go down there, and he really, we were very fortunate to have his expertise on this project, because he really fine-tuned the sound and made the stuff very radio-friendly and you know, very accessible to the country fans.
Oh, that's great, and certainly a big name, Gil Grand. Now, so you went to Nashville and worked on your CD with him then?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I imagine you picked up a lot of tips and got quite an experience down there too.
Oh yeah, it's just they're so nice down there, and the music industry is so cooperative, and everybody is very encouraging, and it's not a dog eat dog thing. It's everybody's looking out for everybody's best interest, and it really, you know, we just can't wait to go back.
Good. Now, do you write your own songs?
Yes, everybody in the band writes.
Okay.
And everybody in the band sings. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting sort of tapestry you get when you see the band live, because everybody is contributing on every level, so it's not like you have one guy that's just the focal point. So it makes it very interesting.
Okay, great. Have you done a lot of live shows this year, or planning
to do this year? Summer? We really, since October, we've just been working on writing. We're trying to amass some more material, because we realize once the live thing starts taking over, it's very hard to get time to write. So we plan to do some stuff this summer in various areas of British Columbia. We're planning on heading out to Winnipeg for the CCMAs in September. And so right now we've just really been amassing more material for when the time comes. Our focus right now, though, has been to rehearse for our CD release party, which is going to be on April 18th in our hometown. We just added a second show. The first one sold out, so we're really excited about that. And we were fortunate enough to have Donnie Peronto, a very well-known fiddle player out of Swift Current, Saskatchewan. He's going to come and be our fiddle player for this show, so we're really excited about that.
Oh, that is exciting and really neat. Another big name in the Canadian country music. Now, has the CD actually been released yet? Or?
No, actually, the CD will release next Friday.
And that's the debut CD of the band?
Yes, it is. It's It's our debut CD, self-titled, Dear John.
Okay, exciting. Okay, great. And really nice that you're going to be sending us a copy. We look forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be getting your Dear John package.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And everybody really likes the song around here, Another Day. Now, let's see. You have a web page. You have a MySpace page, I guess.
Yes, we have a MySpace, and that's just myspace.com/DearJohnBand.
Mm-hmm.
And then our website is www.DearJohnBand.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's under construction right now with all the new changes and the new music and the new direction and merchandising that's going to be there. It's a bit of a labor to get it up and running, but that will be coming soon, and you'll be able to log on there and just give us your email address, and we'll update you of anything that's going on, and you know, certainly feedback that we can get from anybody in your industry. We'd love to hear what you think of the rest of the album, what you'd like to hear for a next single, because certainly that's on our list of things to do. And of course, as soon as we can, is to get out and get out and get so that we can do this stuff live for people, because that's truly the best way to get a fan base. Is, you know, truly once you've seen a band live is when you start to really appreciate them. So we're certainly working on that.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how many songs did you say are on the CD?
Well, this is a healthy amount. It's 16.
Wow.
So we added four bonus tracks to this thing because we felt we had the songs. It's this time of our life. It's this is our work as it sits right now, and we just wanted to give as much as we had, and including writing two of the songs down there on the spot in the studio, which is very exciting. We had some extra time, and so Gil told us to go to the hotel room and come back with a song, and the product of that was Secondhand Roses and another song called Come My Way, and that's just, you know, a dream come true to be able to watch something start and grow that quickly, and then within days it's sitting in your lap.
That's a lot of fun. And what type of inspiration do you guys get for your songs?
Well, we've self-titled our music Dirt Secret Country, and it kind of started because some of the song titles are thoughtful, introspective things about, you know, we have relationship themes. We have, you know, I think a lot of times the songs are, you know, I don't know, they start from so many different angles. Some of them are quite humorous. You know, we have songs like Tell Me, She Likes Me, But She Loves My Money. and it's kind of just a tongue-in-cheek talk about some guy that is openly okay with the fact that his wife is really just with him because he's rich.
Okay.
And we have other songs. We have more serious songs where something like we do a song called Hallways to Hell, and it's really just a song about this bar where there's a church across the road, and you hear the bells during the funerals, and there's these guys in this bar that always live there, and you see them every time you go in there, and most likely that is where you're going to see them till the very end.
Okay, good. Any particular musicians that stand out, maybe that inspire you guys?
Certainly. When we started this project coming up, Lyle Lovett was a big inspiration for us. Me and Jim are big fans of his. And Randy's was a big fan of Steve Earle. And we've cultured ourselves around those sort of things. We kind of got a little Jimmy Buffett in there. There's certainly an Eagles feel with everybody singing, four vocalists and stuff. There's certainly a vocal attachment to the music. So those are definitely some of the inspirations. The musical diversity of everybody in the band coming from so many different places. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Okay, that sounds great. Good. So anything else you wanted to mention about your music?
Certainly, like I say, we're really glad that we really appreciate you guys picking this up and being one of the first to jump on board. Thanks to radio stations like CJMQ and the rest across Canada, we just found out yesterday that we debuted on the Canadian Country Top 100 at 77.
Oh, that's wonderful.
After 2 weeks, and that is certainly because of people like yourselves, and we really, really appreciate it, and we certainly hope that trend continues.
We hope so, too. It's great music, and we just love to play the music here, great Canadian music, a lot of talent across Canada. So.
It certainly is, And, you know, when I see that what's happening in country music and what's happening in general across our country, I'm just seeing more and more when you, you know, mm-hmm. what I felt it a long time ago was an American-dominated genre.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the these country music awards now and the stuff, and you see the Terry Clarks and the Paul Brants, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some real talented people that are shaping this industry, and they're coming right from places like Sherbrooke and coming from Fort St. John, little towns
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and it's really amazing what's happening to the music.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, thanks very much, Craig, and we wish
well,
you and the band all the luck.
Okay. Yeah, best luck to
I quit my job where I was working today. They didn't appreciate me anyway. Food stamps for a broken back. I told them to stick it, I ain't coming back. I parked my car and they towed it away. I don't mind walking anyway. My daddy told me there'd be days like this. Maybe tomorrow'd be a good day to miss. Just one time I'd like to get it right, instead of walking down this road. I don't mean to be misunderstood, but sometimes that's just how it goes. Ooh, tomorrow's another day. Always thought she'd figure it out. Never did, and she threw me out. I don't get lonely and I don't get scared. I should have told her just how much I care. Just one time I'd like to get it right, instead of walking down this road. I don't mean to be misunderstood, but sometimes that's just how it goes. Tomorrow's another day. Another day. Another day. I never quit trying, I never give up. Always listen before I talk. All in all, things are going my way. I'm letting go of yesterday. Just one time I'd like to get it right, instead of walking down this road. I don't mean to be misunderstood, but sometimes it's just how it goes. Ooh, tomorrow's another day. Another day. Another day. Another day.
Just heard a song by the Canadian band Dear John, and the song we heard was called Another Day.